Here's the Marketplace Index for Monday the 6th. I'm Bob Moon in for David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. Today, the Dow sank 17 points. That's a tenth of a percent. You can blame fresh European debt concerns and a small slip in corporate profits here at home. More on that in a moment. The S&P 500 shaved off less than a point, just a tiny fraction of a percent. The Nasdaq Composite Index lost 3 points. That's a tenth of a percent. The 10-year Treasury yield slipped to 1.89% today. When there's nothing better to do, Wall Street tends to start obsessing about something that's in its field of vision. And with a fairly light week for economic data, investors have started focusing on a subtle shift in corporate profits. If you look really close, there may be signs of a slowdown in the rising profits that have laid the foundation for Wall Street's recent rally. But how worrisome are those concerns really?
You know, is it realistic to expect corporate profits and margins to keep making record after record? I don't think so. And I think we are seeing a little bit more competition.
Brian Gendreau is a market strategist at Cetera Financial. Even though the latest round of corporate earnings seems to suggest a squeeze on profit margins in the last 3 months of 2011, he's not convinced investors need to be fretting over it.
I don't think so, or at least not overly concerned. I look at analyst estimates, and their estimates for the year 2011 haven't really changed a whole lot over the past 6 months. But I noticed that since last May, they've been marking down their estimates for 2011. You're still getting positive upside surprises, but just not as many as we had this period in previous earnings season.
What about the indicator that productivity? You've squeezed just about everything you can out of the profits from the productivity end. Where else can they go?
I think you've put your finger on it. The most recent numbers we had show that it's still rising, but at a slower pace. And that's typical of what happens after the first stages of recovery. Companies are operating with very lean staffs, and they start to add temp workers, and finally they start hiring more full-time workers.
So is that good news or bad news? They're going to have to add workers, or they're not going to be able to make the profits?
I think it's basically a wash. I think the big season for big earnings gains is pretty much over. But on the other hand, it means employment's rising and incomes are rising. That provides a more solid foundation for the economy. And certainly those who have jobs think it's good news.
Brian Gendreau is a market analyst with Cetera Financial and a finance professor at the University of Florida. There was something else investors started fixating upon again today, fresh concerns that European leaders will fail to save Greece from a hard landing on its debt. The politicians are wrestling again over spending cuts that Greece is being pushed to make. Time now for the Daily Pulse, our take on the health of the U.S. economy. The Pulse is down today on news that we're apparently getting bored with board games. Never mind all that record-breaking holiday spending we heard so much about. Today, toy giant Hasbro reported weak fourth-quarter profits. The maker of Monopoly, Life, and Scrabble blamed weakness in its board game sales. And when you take into account that Apple sold 15 million iPads and more than twice that many iPhones in the fourth quarter, maybe Hasbro's problems just reflect a shift in what we think of as toys. For more on that and to see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy, go to marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon, in for David Brancaccio, with the Marketplace Index. On APM, American Public Media.